Yes, sir, we are ready for you, so sorry to wake you up at this time. What is your name, sir?
My name is Ariel Phillips III.
Okay, hold on one moment. Mr. Phillips III, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will be conducting your hearing. Mr. Phillips III, the Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Harry Jones Phillips III, jacket number is 280082.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members to you that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be conducting your hearing today. Sir, also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as a parole officer is Mr. Westby, sir.
Westby.
Mr. Westby, you can see him on your screen now.
Okay?
All right. Sir, prior to your hearing, you received and signed a notification that advised you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself, Your Honor.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms, conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. But prior to doing that, I'd like to swear to you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, Your Honor.
I do.
Okay. So you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, so the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence located at 9721 West Cable Street in Somerton, Arizona, on or about January 18, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision as of January 18, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so based on the admission of Mr. Phillips, I would find that he was delinquent, that he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, so we're going to go on to phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Phillips, and go over some information and get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On November 27th, 2017, Mr. Phillips was released from DOC. He was arrested March 10th, 2018 by DPS. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 12th, 2018 with a adjusted CSED of June 17th, 2018, which reflects 51 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, shoplifting, 1.5 years. Prior convictions, 2013, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2016, shoplifting, 2 counts, each for 1 year. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 1. STG annual information notes, he's a Denae Pride STG suspect. Prior term of supervision, 2013, TIS release completion 1 month. 2016, TIS release completion 4 months. Disciplinary violations are minimal. However, after his return to DOC, he received a ticket for disrupting calendar being out of place on March 25th, 2018. He has arrest listed, however, all charges were dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G5B6.
Thank you, Mr. Wesley. So, Mr. Phillips, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at the aunt, Ms. Winifred Hayes, at 9721 West Cable Street in Somerton. What happened? Why did you leave that residence, sir?
Well, I didn't leave. I was doing federal command services on the Kachan side of the, with my family, and I was the only one that was in charge of it. And I did try to call my parole officer, Gonzalez, but my phone had died out. And no, I am not a denying suspect. I have nothing to do with affiliation. I don't know nothing about that, so I don't know where he's getting that information from. And yes, I did get a ticket. I was just being out of place playing a little game, but that's about it. And if I do get a chance to get reinstated back on parole, I'll be here in Yuma back to 9721 West Cava Street. It's Cava Street.
What's that?
Cava. I will improve. I will be able to do my parole without any hesitation or nothing at all. Plus, I got my kids out there, and I got a child on the way that's due in like about a month or so. And I've changed my ways, and so far I have nothing to do with no gang affiliation or prison or nothing like that.
Okay, so were you working during the time that you were out?
Yes, I was working for Alcorn Packing. It's from out of California. We do field working.
Okay, so says that you had some program that you submitted you submitted an off list sample that tested positive for the use of marijuana on January 18th. Is that right?
Last time I checked, I tested a negative on that.
Okay.
I have that paperwork in my file right here, in my cell right here, so I don't know where to get that from. I remember when I first got out of DOC, I tested positive for THC for marijuana. Mm-hmm. That was the first day I got out.
Okay, so you were in Wisconsin for 51 days. What were you doing in that period of time?
I was out there in California trying to take care of my daughter and get custody of my daughter.
How come you didn't notify your PL, sir?
I have no clue. I just didn't want to get him mad or whatever. I don't know. But I wasn't trying to just go on the run or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So what?
I did.
Go ahead.
I got incarcerated on March 11th, on March 10th. I don't know where that from. So.
Okay.
I got picked up.
So what were you doing? What was going on when you came in contact with the police department in California?
When I came back from California, YPD had picked me up.
So why did they pick you up? What happened?
I was just walking through the store, and I was going to go get some groceries for my kids, and they picked me up.
So they just, why did they stop you?
Because I was walking through this alley, and supposedly they were saying that they've been watching that alley because somebody got shot or some car got stolen, and they looked my name up and they saw that I was wanted. So then they just locked me up. But I came in with no new charges or anything. Just on my warrant.
Well, that's true. So it looked like that you had been, two other occasions you did complete your community supervision, but this time you were in absconding for 51 days and you went out of state, sir. What was that ticket for? You received on the 25th of March for being out of line, or what was the ticket for, sir? Being out of
county? It was just being out of town for when I first got here, I didn't know, and I was playing chess with some colleagues in chess. And I didn't even know it was count time. That was all it was for. And he's like, "You're out of place. You know it's count time." I was like, "No, I lost time in traffic," and that was it. And then I went in front, and they said that it was just a verbal warning. Don't let it happen again. And ever since then, I've just been doing what I can do here. It's just doing my time, draw, and go to school, whatever.
Okay, did you wind up in custody of your daughter, sir?
Do I what?
Did you wind up in custody of your daughter?
Yeah, I do got custody of my daughter. She's out there with her mom right now.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing the board has no additional questions for you, Mr. Phillips, the board's going to come up on a conclusion of your hearing. But prior to the board going into discussion, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, Mr. Phillips, prior to the board going into discussion without repeating yourself?
Just that if I get this chance, if you guys give me a reinstatement, I will do my parole without no problems, check in, whatever, and do what I have to do. And I reside at 9721, and I'll be there for my aunt, too, also, because when I was out there taking care of her, she's at that point where she can't hear, she can't breathe, and she's on, she has to go to, to the hospital every day. She's on like a breathing thing. I forgot what it's called. Dialysis is what it's called.
Okay.
She's on that now.
Okay, so Mr. Phillips, the board's going to go into this. Mr. Wesley?
I was just going to say, just for the record, for the task website regarding that urine specimen, for the task website on December 15th, 2017, Mr. Phillips did submit a urine sample that tested positive for marijuana that was fired from him absconding from supervision, which wasn't noted on the warrant, but per the parole notes, it stated that he had taken all his belongings with him when the 2 months that he wasn't there.
Okay. Thank you. So, sir, the board's going to discuss. A lot of boards in discussion, sir. I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, Mr. Phillips, so you can hear the discussion taking place. At the same time, I'm going to ask you to remain silent. The board's going to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision at that point, okay?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, so the board's now into discussing. Mr. Phillips has been on community supervisions on two other occasions, during which time, both of those occasions, he managed to complete his community supervision. I believe one of them was for 4 months, but for some reason, he did test positive for marijuana, and he absconded for 51 days and changed his address, although he said he went over to California to get custody of his daughter, which he says he now has custody of. However, she's with the mother at this time, but I think that had he not absconded for the 51 days and gone to California, which is a violation of his community supervision, which I think Mr. Phillips knows that, says he was just walking down the street when he was stopped by the police and picked up and had a warrant out for his arrest and was arrested at that point. I just don't see Mr. Phillips being a good candidate to be put back out on community supervision based on the information that we have here. I'm going to listen to my colleagues.
I agree.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Phillips, find that he was delinquent. He did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and have the absence of probable cause to lapse in the criminal ways of company, as he did start to use marijuana, and he did go out of state and violate his parole by going to California, as well as he was absconded for 51 days, and we don't know for sure what he was doing during that period of time.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so the board is voting to revoke your community supervision, Mr. Phillips. You will be released on June 17th of 2018. Sir, during that time, when you are released, you won't be on any community supervision, you won't be on any parole, you won't have to report to the parole officer. I would hope that you would take the time that you have left remaining and come up with a plan, sir. Work with your CO3 so that when you are released, sir, you won't be coming back to prison or having negative contact with law enforcement, sir, that you'll have a plan and you'll be a productive citizen and take care of your daughter, sir. I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Phillips.